Hey guys, I'm Cassim.
And I'm Fiona Nova.
And you're listening to the Cream Team Dream Stream, sponsored by the fine folks at HeartAudioCables.com.
Use code KWIO at checkout at HeartAudioCables.com to get 15% off your entire order.
That's right. And we're also available wherever you listen to your podcasts, including Apple and Spotify.
Thanks for listening.
Great work.
Hell yeah.
That made me come.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Cream Team Dream Stream, a post-Super Bowl special. We are down one camera, but we've gained a new perspective.
Ooh.
Guys, good morning?
Good morning.
Yeah, afternoon.
No, good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, it's an sure. afternoon. It's an afternoon.
Yeah, we're coming to you from one side of the picnic table with Camp Vibes. Let us know what you guys think of this setup here. We like it. It feels very...
It feels like we're commentating.
Taika Waititi, very Wes Anderson.
Yeah, you were saying that. It does feel a little like that.
It's a little
could,
indie.
Like, zoom the camera in so that we look like you can actually see us, but I think we're better like this.
I think it's funny to see us in a wide format.
Mm-hmm. We are in the outdoors, and what better way to get the great outdoors with a wide angle, a big wide shot.
And just through this little hole right here, you'll still be able to see trash.
You'll see trash.
Yeah.
You'll see it very well.
Please.
Yeah.
Obviously sponsored by HeartAudioCables.com, promo code QUIO. Use that to save yourself 15% off on your first order. Support the folks that support the stream and the pods, and help keep this ship going.
Yeah.
What do you guys think so far? Now we got a lot to talk about.
We do.
We have our favorite Super Bowl commercials, our least favorite Super Bowl commercials. Fiona's got some huge, huge personal news.
Ooh.
Huge.
Oh yes. Oh my God. Yeah.
Let's just call it Fifi X Kojima.
Yes.
Yeah. What do you guys want to get into? I think the Super Bowl stuff is there, and mm-hmm. but I think the pressing stuff because. We had a movie night last Saturday where we watched Tropic Thunder.
Right. How was that?
The top of that was just a lot of us going like, man, wouldn't it be cool if Fiona came to talk about this really cool Kojima news? Because she's just in the chat anyways, but she won't join the movie night.
No, because I was literally somewhere else. I was
we
at a
figured
dinner.
You were busy. We figured you were busy.
I was at a dinner.
There's like at an ice figure skating event where everyone was nude and throwing fire at each other.
No, I was at a literal dinner.
Okay.
It was a wonderful movie night. Please join us on Patreon movie nights. The next one, I don't think is going to be this weekend, but it might be the weekend after.
Nice.
But during our movie night, news broke that Hideo Kojima himself slid into Fiona Nova's DMs.
Yes.
And the Discord was abuzz. You were freaking out. Tell us how that
out.
Got started. What's going on? Are you guys working on a project together?
No, I mean,
does he know
not.
About me? Does he like Case and I? Is he trying to get to us through you, which is what I think.
No.
How did it start?
So what happened was I've been using this girl named Aline. Aline SG Posters. I found her for my first short film and commissioned her to do my first poster for my first short film.
Okay.
And then I commissioned her again for my next poster. And so without knowing that she was just in the process of doing a project with Hideo and doing... key art for his.
Say his name one more time.
Hideo.
Okay, go ahead.
Doing his. Is that wrong?
No. It was an interesting take on it. It's technically correct. Case, can you say his name?
Hideo.
Okay. That's perfect.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah, yeah.
Cool. Anyway, she did the key art for his Disney Plus show, and so he promoted.
What's
her.
His Disney Plus show?
It's a Death Stranding. Plus, I think it's like a
they're already making that a show?
No, it's not like a narrative show. I think it's like behind the death. Like it's like a documentary possibly.
They should just do a cutscene compilation and yeah, Disney Plus.
Probably. And so he then posted all of her posters on his Instagram. And
oh, so
on
those are
socials.
All posters she's made.
She's made, but mine was on it. My Jeten Juni one was on it. And so I decided to go in the comments and be like, oh my God, like... SG Posters is amazing. That's my poster there. Like, thank you for posting it.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming he saw it. This all happened probably in like an hour and a half.
We all took to the comments.
We sent it. You know, I sent my thing. You made your comment, and mm-hmm. then which was insanely annoying. And
well, no, I said we're honored to.
I'd like to
collaborate
even give
with
him
you.
Any anxiety to even give him any type of anxiety.
I said we're honored to collaborate with you in the future, Hideo.
I'll find it,
and if not, we'll see you in court.
Yeah, I know. What the fuck? Anyways, so he sees it, follows me on Instagram, follows me on Twitter, retweets my teaser trailer, retweets all of my tweets that I tagged him in.
Wow.
That is like so above and beyond.
Follows me on all of his accounts, his Japanese account and his English account. Retweeted it on
both. He has
two
different
accounts. He has two different accounts. He has a Japanese one and an English one. He retweeted me on both of them, followed me on both of them, interacted with them.
Well, hello to all our new Japanese listeners and
watchers. I
don't know
if we had a lot of, but what the coolest part was I then saw, oh my God, this is my opportunity. I have to send him my movie. Mm-hmm. I then send him a DM. He replies in like quite literally 15 minutes with such a sweet message, mm-hmm. even apologizing for asking, like being like, I'm so sorry. I reposted it. I hope that's okay. Apologizing to me. And I said, thank you so much for the support and everything.
You can use that in the lawsuit, actually.
And yeah. then he Admission also replies fault. With thumbs up and hard eyes. Then he liked my post on Instagram, my selfie post.
Jesus.
And also all of my stories.
Okay. He is taking the behavior of someone who's trying to fuck.
Well, no. I think he wants to be my bestie.
Sure,
I think he was
sure.
like, I think he saw it and he was like, oh my God, this chick's so cool. And then he said he was going to watch all the links I sent, which were
Did
just
you,
my
you
short
him,
films.
You sent him the short
Yeah,
film.
And he said he's going to watch them.
Incredible. Maybe, Incredible. Dude, imagine.
Send him a link to us playing Police Simulator.
No, absolutely not. That's the only one I hope he's not looking at when he's looking at.
Can you
me
imagine
out.
You get hired on the, because they're making a Death Stranding movie, correct?
I think so.
Which
don't
is
know.
A game I gave up on stream.
I do know he's working with Jordan Peele, which was like the one thing I was like, oh,
they're making
this
a
is
horror
cool. yeah.
game together. Hideo seems like such a cool, down to earth guy. And then the best part about this is essentially the jealousy Gina, darling is going to be feeling because
she replied, she wrote Fiona.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was out of rage, though.
Yeah, maybe it was
is
out
she
of
actually
rage.
Saying
it's
like this?
Possible. I thought it was like, oh my God, but it might have been just like, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah.
No, yeah, it was
well, that
so,
means she's
so
really
cool.
close to getting him to follow
possibly,
her, possibly.
That's what I'm saying. But it's really cool. It's been really cool. He's been so sweet. He was really nice in the DMs and everything. And I
what
do.
If you got a dick pic from Hideo
I
Kojima,
stop
dude?
Saying that and stop saying that live.
It would be,
stop.
It's like getting gold in your
stop.
in your
stop
mailbox.
This. Stop it right now.
He's the only guy that
funny.
Can send unsolicited dick pics and you're like,
find
thank
it,
you.
I think he would think find it funny. He what a sweet man.
Can we just say he's welcome to?
He's
full access.
No,
if you want
no.
it, you have our consent, all three of us.
He's welcome to come on the podcast if he wants to. And we are going to be insanely nice to him and sweet. And I really do hope that, I mean, I'm not banking on anything. I'm already incredibly happy he's like interacted and shared my stuff. Like that's huge already.
I'm sorry, three people on this bench is kind of enough right now. I don't think we
could
fit him.
We could put his back to it. People are suggesting we do that. He's sitting there, but it's only one camera.
Right. Well, I just hope he likes the movie.
I hope he watches it.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
He said he's gonna check them out, and I think like him already replying was huge. So
would you be an English voice actor in a Metal Gear Solid game?
Dude, that'd be sick.
Oh my God, no.
I want like the next evil American senator to have Fiona's voice.
Yeah.
You know, I thought because he liked my selfie, I thought maybe he was like, oh man, she looks kind of cool.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you know, I thought, oh, maybe this is like a casting.
Maybe he'll model a character that looks like your.
He might.
No, I don't think so.
He does seem like a very vibes based creator.
He is a vibes based.
He is 100% vibes based.
Or like seeing atmosphere. Like an opportunity, yeah. like seeing an opportunity of like, oh, I could help her. I think he would do that.
I kind of think he curates his life like someone who collects collectibles. It's like people are sort of his collectibles.
So he's
like,
you are on his Pinterest board.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe he thinks I look cool.
He definitely does, yeah.
He probably sees like, oh my God, this chick's like cool. And also, you know, he posts a lot about like Kristen Stewart and this new movie that she's in. And so I also think he likes lesbians.
You are, to me, very close to Kristen Stewart in terms of your aesthetics. The stuff you're into.
Yeah, for sure.
Maybe you and Kristen Stewart should link up.
Well, she's married.
I said link up.
Okay, but you looked at me and I know what your voice.
I'm wearing sunglasses, Fiona.
You
can't.
Said link
I said
up.
Link up.
Hideo's trying to link up.
I'm just saying you two could link up.
That's it.
Don't read into it.
Okay, sorry. I read
just linking up.
Okay, yeah, exactly. You said it like that. Anyways, it was really cool. I'm really it's just insane that he saw that teaser and retweeted it like that.
It really is very cool.
I was I was like trembling. Like what? I was eating dinner when all of this happened, and I told Cam. I told Cam, I've got to take a second. I called my brother right away, and he's freaking out.
I'm DMing a 60-year-old Japanese man.
Yeah, I have to essentially explain to her, like, okay, you're not gonna understand this, but this is like kind of huge that he just retweeted me and is DMing me.
I wonder if you can put that when you submit to film festivals, be like retweeted.
My brother was like, how do we say this? But I think the main thing is, you know, I told my manager for my TV film stuff, and maybe he can find a connect to like their man. Maybe there is a world that happens, but I don't know.
You know what's crazy? They'll probably eventually make some weird prestige version of Metal Gear Solid, like a TV series. And then maybe you can just randomly direct an episode of that.
I don't know.
They've been talking about a Metal Gear movie for so long.
That would be so cool.
But I don't know. I love Metal Gear, is one of my favorite games of all time.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
No.
The narrative is a little muddled, but he is pure vibes.
Yeah.
Atmosphere. He knows how to cultivate a vibe.
Yeah.
Sure. They should do it as a streaming series so that they can recreate the Psycho Mantis fight from the first game, but it's reading shows you've recently watched. It's like, really, all three seasons of Bridgerton in 2 days.
That's right. That's actually a really, really good idea.
With the power of AI.
And Netflix has all that analytics.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's cool. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I can tell you're still riding that high.
A little bit.
You and got also, a permanent smile.
And also, I think the coolest thing was getting a text from you when you said, hell yeah.
Yeah, I said, hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, when you send me, because I've done a lot of cool things in my life, and you never send that to me.
That's not true. Name three.
Name cool things you've done.
Name 10 cool things you've done.
Like, anytime, like, I put out a music video I have anything, like, you don't really, like, react to them. You maybe, you know, you support.
I'm not really on social media.
You support.
You know that.
You support.
Anytime even, I'm surrounded by six models thing. Wearing translucent raincoats right, and no clothes
that's
under them.
Or even, like, the FlyQuest thing. There was no, you know, like, cool. But this one, I actually got a hell yeah, dude. And that was when I knew. And when you also interacted with it on Instagram, I was like, that's when I knew that was a big thing.
Yeah. I am interested in like a legal sort of battle with him if he doesn't hire us.
Not. Ash was so excited when I went to talk to Ash.
Well, she just played the Metal Gears for the first time. She
amazing.
Loves them.
So. Yeah. Yeah.
Cass and I are in a similar wavelength when it comes to being happy for people where we are, but we're very bad at outwardly expressing
right,
it.
No,
so we're
exactly.
just like, oh, that's great, Fee.
Yeah.
Yeah, good for you.
Because Kevin's really good at it. Kevin will like reach out, call me, ask me how it went. Like, he's like so good at it.
Yeah, but he's like, he doesn't really mean it.
He doesn't mean it, but we don't necessarily like. He watches all of my music videos. Anytime I drop a music video, he's like, Fifi, send me a link.
It's because he's bored.
Yeah.
Okay, well, whatever.
We're happy for you. We're just not happy people.
That's
so it's
fine.
More meaningful,
so
honestly,
fine.
When you think
that's
about
fine.
It.
That's fine. I don't expect it.
That's exactly how I feel. Yeah. So when you do get a simple 3-word text that says, hell yeah, it puts you over the moon. That's how low we've set the bar.
Well,
that was cool. Should we talk Super Bowl?
Yeah, I wore, you know what I wore today? I'm going to take off my shoe.
Okay.
I wore my SpongeBob X-Vans.
Why'd you wear your SpongeBobs?
The real hero of the
SpongeBob
Super Bowl.
SpongeBob X-Vans that you don't see because it's way too blown out. But I wore them because I want to talk about the Nickelodeon broadcast of the Super Bowl and how that was peak entertainment and should be how we watch sports.
Because I didn't really know this was happening.
Yeah, I only knew it because I knew they were going to play Sweet Victory.
I'm sorry, guys.
No, you're fine.
You just got to solve a puzzle.
I have to solve a puzzle to mute this fucking ad.
Continue as guests.
Yeah, there is a TikTok of sort of the stuff that they did. If you want to play this real quick. For those of you that don't know, Nickelodeon had their own coverage of the Super Bowl running alongside the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I do. I just.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I was turning it up a little bit.
Period. Best
the Super Bowl got gacked, guys.
Can somebody tell me why the Nickelodeon Super Bowl was the most unhinged thing I've ever seen? Instead of showing real fans, they cut to these celebrity fish. Oprah Thinfrey? But wait, it keeps getting better. Shrimpathy Chalamet? We got Snoop Fishy Dogfish. Jason Kelpie and Taylor Fish, Clamuel L. Jackson.
Why is he on the? Why
shouldn't he be playing?
Yeah, shouldn't he be playing?
Billie Eilish, LeBron James and Finn Diesel. This one kills me. Harry Styles.
This one kills
Megan
me.
Megan the Sturgeon. Olivia Rodrigo. Dua Flipa.
Flipa.
Dua Flipa.
Nickelodeon just kept pulling all the stops. We got Dora explaining the rules of football.
Yeah, the Dora explaining was funny.
Dusting the field. Larry the Lobster as a streaker. And freaking Doodle Bob. And don't get me wrong, I respect the creativity, but whoever did all of this at Nickelodeon either needs to be the new CEO or immediately fired.
He's being so fucking dramatic.
He's being a little drama.
Dude, it's like, whoever did this shit should be the CEO and get to fuck any person he ever wants in his life and just constantly get his dick sucked and fucking get any
or fired.
Or fired.
Yeah.
Every TikTok in that style, I just imagine a baby just off camera crying and he's like, shut that fucking baby up. Dua Flipa.
Dua
Seriously.
Flipa.
Veronica, shut the fucking baby up.
Olivia
I need 10
Codrigo.
Minutes. Olivia Frederico.
I do want to show this Twitter video, if we could pull it up, about the SpongeBob thing where Tom Kenny, who again is quite literally.
Which is such a great.
It's the last one.
It's such a great thing for Nickelodeon because Tom Kenny is a comedian. And so, like, for him to be able to just be witty as SpongeBob is a huge win.
Tom Kenny is my idol. He is so funny. He is the best. He is SpongeBob. He has so much power in that. The fact that he is SpongeBob. It's this one. Please watch.
Feel your strength, Tom.
This one's really good. Because in SpongeBob's voice, you can hear him roasting Leonardo DiCaprio.
Catch me if you can with these pizzas.
Leonardo DiCaprio is low.
It's Patrick.
Got him.
And then.
No cap.
No cap.
Leonardo DiCaprio, 25.
That was about his dating history.
I wish you could.
I wish
heard
it was
it
super. But if you hear it, you can hear it. If we don't talk, but like you could hear it. But he says it in his SpongeBob voice too, which is so fucking funny.
Leonardo DiCaprio currently shooting the new Paul Thomas Anderson movie. He's lost a little bit of weight for it.
Oh,
you
okay.
You can kind of see it in his jowls a little bit.
Oh, good. He's hot boy Leo again.
I think he's playing like a bum.
Oh, okay.
He looks like a bum in a lot of the photos.
He's training to date 19-year-olds. He's pushing his age down.
Yeah, he wants to go lower.
Yeah.
He must go lower.
It's like Inception. We can go deeper.
Yes. All right.
Yeah,
a
no,
teen
no,
within
I,
a teen.
I really like... Oh, my God. This was really funny to watch. I have other tweets, if you want to pull it up, where, like, they'll cut to, like, Squidward, who's in line, like, waiting in line. This is a good tweet. It's if you want to show it.
Is this one or the other one?
It's that one, and then there's the other one.
Who got MVP, by the way? I missed that part.
This one, yeah.
Let's start with this one.
Yeah, this one's pretty good.
Yeah, I don't know who got MVP.
It's really funny because we'll cut to, they'll just keep cutting to Squidward in bad situations.
Mahomes got it.
Squidward's never able to watch the game. That was like the running bit.
I want to get this extra role. I want to be one of these guys just standing there in line.
Yeah, and then there's another footage of him where he, this is a great tweet. Of Travis Kelce.
The amount of captions
You're
for this photo
me look
is truly
like
wild.
A jackass in front of SpongeBob and Patrick. Who SpongeBob and Patrick were the official commentators of the Super Bowl, the Nickelodeon Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So that
look,
was really funny.
Travis Kelce had a lot on the line. Okay.
Yeah.
He had more pressure than any
the
single
moment,
person.
The moment the Chiefs won, I was like, the proposal's happening.
I was hoping he was just going to finally, like, unleash his bowels and
dude,
just start leaking
I
out
was
of his
like,
socks.
Guys, I was like, the fact that the script was almost fulfilled because we really did think that he was gonna win and then they were going
to
propose.
It's not going to happen. Taylor and Travis Kelce are going to break up possibly over the summer, maybe even before the
That's fair.
The
Ooh,
next
it's trash
NFL
time.
Draft. It's trash time.
And all three of our mics are pointed at it now. So it's going to be
even
louder.
Now you guys
are
getting pure audio.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
Oh,
welcome
it's still
to trash
going.
Time.
Oh, it's loud. It's loud.
Turn that Fleet Foxes back on.
Dude, Jesus Christ.
Dude. This is how you know we're outside.
It's loud.
Catch
that
a whiff?
Today was
you catch a whiff?
No whiff yet.
I don't want
The whiff is worse when it goes that way. We're downwind.
We're downwind.
Like a Lion King song.
Don't worry, dude. He's still got a couple more.
He's got a couple more on the area. That's okay.
Still got a couple more. Okay. All right, so Chiefs won 25-22. Is a pretty good game towards the end there. Did you guys watch it?
It was like super close, right? Again, I don't understand.
What were you doing during it? Because you weren't watching it.
I was watching it.
Okay.
I was watching it.
So why are you asking me?
Well, because I don't understand. I was watching it with my friend, but we were like drinking, and we honestly just wanted to watch the Usher halftime show, which was awesome. That one was awesome.
Dude, he got wet.
Dude, that was awesome.
His outfit changes, top tier, in my opinion.
The stage was unable to hold. It started bouncing. Dude, ludicrous, bro.
This freaking photo, I had to post it because I just couldn't believe they were wearing these outfits.
No, it's so bad.
It's so fun. It's like every 90s, like, Aggro Crag Nickelodeon kind of. It really was a Nickelodeon themed Super Bowl.
It was a Nickelodeon Super Bowl. It was so good.
I said it's like laser tag, but it's like so many things.
It's like American Gladiators meets laser tag.
Yeah. Pretty good.
It was a pretty unreal series of activities they had Usher running around doing.
Oh my god, him with the skating?
Skating
crazy.
Also very good at skating.
So good. He was so good.
Feet question.
Yeah.
Just a quick Gaydar check.
Yeah.
If you're that good at skating, does it slightly bump the Gaydar up just a little bit?
I think a little bit, but he's always given a little bit of a fruitiness. But the thing that when he was touching Alicia Keys, I audibly was like, get your hand
there,
off
there
her.
Are some TikToks that I didn't put on, but they were like Alicia Keys' husband when Alicia comes home.
Can I actually put a TikTok in there that you, yeah, yeah, you drop whatever you think want. Is so funny because it was actually how I acted.
So Usher was getting the last few months is getting a lot of flack over his dancing, and him and Justin Timberlake. People, like, I think Zoomers or what, I don't know, Gen Alpha, Zers, they think he's sort of like a boomer bad dancer.
Oh.
And I think a lot of this had to, he sort of was like answering, like, I'll show you
older.
Who's a bad dancer.
He's also like older. I mean, older, he's 45.
He's what, 50? He's 45?
Right,
you're telling me Usher was only a few years older
he's
than
45,
me?
He's 45, yeah.
Oh, I can't believe it. I can't believe it.
He's 45.
He is 45. Oh my
Usher
God.
Got married every yesterday, time. Live and Sleazy says.
Yeah, watch this. Watch this.
Also, she hit that note wrong.
Oh, she another, did. She another did. Classic. People were saying moment. Alicia off keys.
Oh, brutal, oh, brutal, brutal, brutal.
I thought that was so funny because that's
exactly
how I reacted.
Is there a clip of it? Is there a clip of
I'll
it?
I'll find
Dude,
it, yeah.
I never want to see it again.
It was...
The way he was touching her, I was like, unhand her, mister.
It's sort of strange. I think there are folks who are a lot more sort of... they have a lot more freedom in terms of what they are okay with their spouses doing. Remember when... What's his name? Who's the guy from Last of Us?
Pedro Pascal.
Pedro Pascal was all up on. Oh God, I am not sharp this morning.
Okay,
Willem Dafoe's wife. Okay, did you ever see?
Okay, yeah, but
Willem
Pedro
Dafoe
Pascal is a
Pedro...
gay man.
Just real quick, this is the event.
This man waited 20 years, 20 weeks, 20 days, and 20 minutes to do this. Like, this man been waiting since they came up with that song in 2004 to be rubbing and touching all up on her. Man, where is your husband?
Yes,
with
no,
beef.
Man,
because, baby, what couldn't have been me? Couldn't have been me watching
Damn.
It.
Damn.
They got to sell it.
Yeah, you gotta sell it.
I hate that.
Everybody's just chasing the fumes of Janet Jackson's nipple. Like, there's never gonna be another Super Bowl moment.
We'll never have anything like
that. That was a low moment in the halftime show. But other than that, picked right back up.
I was really blown away how smoothly he was skating.
Oh my God, no, he killed it. I mean, there was a little fumbles here and there, but of course there is. You're at the Super Bowl.
I just would have immediately skated straight off the stage. Oh, yeah. It's a B time.
Is that what that was? Yeah, that was a B.
Okay.
I'm actually
stoked it was a B and not a mosquito.
Okay. Well, that was a big ass mosquito if that was a mosquito. Jesus Christ.
Just while we're on Twitter, should we really quickly...
Yeah.
Oh, is this even the tweet?
Is this a tweet or an article?
Let me find the tweet really quick.
Oh, okay.
Did you guys see Joe Biden's?
Oh yeah.
It's on there.
What was that?
Still up?
It's on Joe Biden's, not the POTUS one, but the other one.
Also, so funny to have Black History Month on the fucking. Do you think he takes it down once it's over?
Nope. Here it is.
So this was basically them leaning into the conspiracy that the NFL's a psyop and that the...
Just like we chew it up.
I have to say, though, as someone who doesn't really care much about football and hasn't followed the conspiracy things, for me, this, of course, immediately made me think of Gaza, which they just were bombing the shit out of last night.
Yeah.
And they've got this fucking Boys, Captain, whatever, right, the fucking evil guy from Boys, I think, going on. I was pretty shocked.
Yeah,
they
actually
tweeted this out.
You don't do that.
They didn't keep this one in the drafts.
Yeah, you don't do that.
It's the response from the conservatives has been amazing. People are upset. Not only just conservatives, because he joined TikTok, which is China owned. So they're upset about that. They're also upset at the fact that he is leaning into the meme that essentially says Taylor Swift is going to tell all her Swifties to vote
for me,
vote Democrat, vote for Joe Biden. But at the same time, I think I see that and I go like, this seems a little try-hardy, but I don't know.
There's a world where I kind of appreciate it.
It's given Ron DeSantis energy to me. Do you remember when Ron DeSantis started going
too
online?
You're right.
Suddenly there's like Nazi swastikas in the back of his hyper edit.
Right. I appreciate it in the way of like, I like that he's acknowledging something that was very stupid. But using this meme specifically and... with all the connotations and everything that's happening, not the best move. I also, you're right. Why the fuck would you use the Homelander, the literal guy that people
because
are comparing him to, which is so insane.
I also just love showing this to Joe Biden, that this was tweeted out and him just staring at it blankly, having zero understanding of what
Biden
any of it means.
Joe doesn't know that this
exists.
Hey,
man, what's going on with
my ophthalmologist, I guess. Thank you, appointment check.
Yeah, do you think he even knows? He definitely doesn't know.
Vote Trump. I don't vote Trump, man.
Oh my God.
I'll tell you what, Trump's drewing up as fast.
Right.
Yep. Okay, cool. Good for him. Just like they drew it up. Do you think somebody, like a lot of the tweets are like, give the intern a raise, or do you think that's a huge win for the campaign?
I got the people talking.
I think it's a win for the intern.
It did. It got whoever's in charge of their social media over there.
Yeah. He just won an extradition.
Do you think somebody's got to be like, guys, hear me out. This is going to sound crazy, but we lean into full dark branding for the Super Bowl.
And you know what? And here's the reality is that it might actually help, because I think for younger kids, seeing that will be like a thing.
They need to do a Nickelodeon SpongeBob thing.
Debates. No, I'm telling you. If they can make a Nickelodeon debate and also have like Joe Biden be a fish, and then it's all over TikTok, I swear to God.
And it's Squidward crossing his arms in
the
crowd.
At the end of the day, guys, I need to emphasize this, is that in the 2016 election, fucking Harambe was a potential candidate because too many people were memeing.
You can technically write in anybody you want.
Like,
you could write in Fiona Nova.
You could put anyone, but like the fact that Harambe was such a meme that it became a potential, like, to me, I'm like, that's
well,
crazy.
Mickey Mouse for decades got like a non-zero percentage of the vote every year.
That's insane.
I want Nickelodeon.
Harambe going up. Yeah, Nickelodeon doing a debate would be
24/7 coverage of the war on Gaza.
I think that might actually be pretty good. Yeah. I like this.
I think it's a good idea.
I like this idea.
I love the conspiracy. I love how everything went according to the script. I love everything about this. I'm glad the Kansas City Chiefs could read the script and perform it so well. And this is a win for democracy and Democrats.
Who was the guy?
You said it beautifully,
I saw the, like the last touchdown. There was a guy, the guy that actually was the one who didn't throw the touchdown, but like was in the touchdown and caught it. Who was that guy? Because they didn't give him any attention.
Man, you're asking the wrong.
Okay.
Yeah.
I did notice because.
Full disclosure, I didn't watch
friend,
the game
oh,
at
okay.
all.
No, because my friend and I, we were watching and we were just wondering, like, they only showed the guy throwing the touchdown, but not the one who caught it. I don't know where he went. So if any of you guys know, he's gone, he's dead.
Should we run through commercials?
Yeah, let's go through
some commercials. Yeah, we weren't watching the game so much as we were watching the commercials.
The commercials.
And that's always a big time.
I asked you guys to give me your favorite commercials of the night. I know there's I have a few of them.
I don't know if mine was actually a commercial, but...
why don't we start... I'll show you my favorite one since it's the first link up there. I really enjoyed the Michael Cera CeraVe commercial. This was sort of like,
this has been running outside of the Super Bowl too. I'd already seen it somehow.
I like the Paramount
where.
Plus commercial. I'm just saying, weird is back. I kept saying that. Just weird stuff. Weird, like,
get your Old Spice out, folks.
Yeah, it's back, and people like crazy.
Okay.
Zany, and here's Michael Cera with his own commercial.
I'm Michael Cera, and I'm pleased to announce that this is my cream. CeraVe.
Oh, is that how you pronounce it?
You didn't know? Generosity. The truth is behind
the beauty of it, because now people know how to say it.
I am CeraVe.
Because I used to call it CeraVe.
CeraVe. Oh.
Can human skin truly be this moisturized?
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Let my cream hydrate.
That's just insane.
I like this. Skin.
Who was that?
So this must be a long. Did they air all the full minute of this?
Wait, was he black?
Dude, he was all of them.
He was black?
He's three. In essential ceramides. All day hydration. I'm telling them our story. CeraVe, developed with Michael Cera. V.
That's me.
With the earring? With the earring, that's a good one. You're right. That was a really good one.
That's
I thought
beautiful.
It was really strong.
That was a good one. That was a strong one.
All right, why don't we go? Kate, so why don't you put your yours is up there next.
Oh, okay. We'll go with
this
mine.
Yeah.
But I've seen this.
So this is a tweet, and then I can show you guys. We can watch the actual... My favorite commercial, which I don't want to overlap with yours, Fee.
Yeah.
Was yours also the Christian thing?
No.
Okay.
I don't know if mine was an actual commercial.
So this is part of why I think this commercial is my favorite of the year, is just its positioning next to the commercial that followed it.
I did remember this.
I think I have this in full on your...
Well, we don't have there's not the connection, but we can watch the full... So this is the end of the weird Mark Wahlberg Christian ad.
Yeah.
And then we'll watch the Christian ad.
Starts in 3 days. Oh, yeah.
Stay prayed up. Immediate
so
cut
good.
To Duolingo
it
ass.
Said,
you get to pay for the airtime, but you can't pay for what comes right after.
It said Lent is in 3 days. And the Duolingo ad after farting the bird.
We don't have to watch that whole, because it's insufferable, the Mark Wahlberg one. But the fact it ends with him saying, stay prayed up.
Stay
I don't know. I think you should play it.
Okay, let's play the whole thing.
I think you should play it because.
Stay prayed up was crazy.
Because I stay prayed up.
That was an insane commercial just to watch.
There were a couple Christian. We got to watch the AI one too.
Yeah, the Christian commercials were crazy.
The AI photos one really was kind of mind boggling.
Well, I don't know if that was it.
God. We take this moment just to give you thanks. We thank you for this time to come together as a family, as friends, and as a country.
You soulless
help us,
atheists.
Lord, especially this Lent, to grow closer to you. Amen. Join us in prayer this Lent on Hallow.
To be fair, I am Christian.
Yeah,
shit,
me
bitch.
Too.
No,
you ain't shit, dude.
Dude, I am.
I don't see you prayed up at all.
I did my communion. I did my, I was going to Sunday school. I did.
Would you say that God is a meaningful part of your life?
No, probably not. Because as a gay woman, I really quickly realized I shouldn't be doing this.
No, dude, he's fine with you.
Yeah, he's chill.
I think he's okay.
I think they added it in the newer Bible. It says God's fine with you.
Fine.
The new cool popes rode on a skateboard.
Yeah. No, I mean.
He pointed to God in the rafters.
Yeah.
There's some really bad ones. Okay, so that was Case's favorite. Now Fee's got one.
Well, okay,
he gets
I
us.
Keep
is
saying
that the one?
I think it is that one. Okay. I will say the reason I posted this one.
This one's insane.
But I didn't know. I don't know if this was an actual Super Bowl ad. There was an AI ad that I was trying to find, but then I found this one.
I was told this was actually the Super Bowl.
This is what I okay.
broadcast.
So yeah.
Chat, if we're wrong, let me know because this really does blow my mind.
It was crazy because there was a lot of AI ads, and I was already shocked that they had that to begin with. But then
this one is next level.
Dude, this should have been
lazy.
A WikiFeet commercial.
I don't. don't think this.
The ending is
actually
the...
no way.
Soulless.
Dude, the
godless
commercials are slowly becoming 2014 4chan. It's we're all sliding into the hole
can't
together.
Be real. I don't think this actually.
First of all, you got to step in like a sandal or something after you wash. You just gonna step right back.
She's
on
got
the
shoes. She had shoes next to her little bowl there.
Yeah, they all have shoes.
Oh, okay. All
right. Let me take a break from this contentious protest to wash your feet in the middle of it.
This is crazy.
Also, I love the subtle.
That's a gay man. Right?
Yeah.
That was supposed to be a gay man.
Jesus didn't teach hate. He washed feet.
What is with that?
I don't. He gets us
all of us.
Jesus. Love your neighbor. I just don't. Was this real, guys? Could someone please tell me if this
that
actually
was real,
showed?
Dude. They had a Scientology commercial. They had a lot of crazy commercials. You want to see an insane commercial? Go to the one I have right after this one.
Sure. Just real quick, though, on that last one. Doesn't the ending feel like it's supposed to be like a rhyming tagline or something?
Yeah, no.
The way they highlight the letters?
Yeah. No, it doesn't.
It's just, Jesus didn't teach hate. He washed feet. Yeah, it feels like such a non sequitur.
It was just
washed
so bad.
Fate.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay.
Jesus didn't teach heat.
Wait, which one are you talking about, Cass? Which
he
one?
Watched hate.
Which one do you want us to watch?
PETA. Go down.
Oh,
insane.
Yeah,
oh,
the PETA
commercial. PETA.
Yeah.
This one is.
I haven't seen
this one
yet. One
of the most insane things I've seen in a long time.
I saw it on the list as a bad one.
This is starring Edie Falco.
All right, off to a good start. Is she about to cook up a live puppy or something?
That's my cheese. Please don't. Okay, please don't take my cheese away. Please don't take my cheese away. Please don't take my cheese away.
What is happening?
Please. Can I please have my cheese? Please don't take it. My cheese. And I was gonna make pizza. No!
How did they even get this fucking shot? How did they even get this shot? How did they even get this shot?
That they had to hire out the
crazy.
Marathon cow.
Dude, what the
fucking
fuck?
Real. To make a cow run is crazy. That's crazy.
There is a way to get that message across, but like having Edie Falco do an SNL sketch version in the beginning. I was going to make pizza. I would have cut that line.
What was with the reach for the knife? And the knife? It had a nightmare vibe at that point.
The cow was going to stab. The cow is going to stab the farmer selling the younger calf.
It had the vibe of a dreamer, like a phone's ringing, and every time you go to pick it up, you just don't pick it up.
Yeah,
and you're
right.
Like,
I don't understand what that message was other than to not take PETA seriously. So I just don't know what the goal was for that.
PETA's really been banging the drum of have sympathy for animals, they have feelings, for decades, and
it
just doesn't work on Americans,
unfortunately. I actually don't even think that's even the message anymore. I think at this point they're just like...
That's what they're aiming for, I think,
at
least.
I don't even know if they're even trying to help animals anymore, because I'm like, dude, if you're going to at least try to help animals or try to spread awareness of some kind, doing something like this makes me not take you serious. Like, just regularly, like, I just think you're a fucking scam.
Yeah.
Like, now I'm, like, starting to see, like, PETA's always been kind of, like, scammy, but now it's like, dude, you guys actually went full scam. Like, I don't even trust anything you're saying.
Yeah, they needed a celebrity to do a play on their name.
I think they need to actually, like, take themselves seriously, because I just don't think they're taking themselves seriously anymore. Maybe they're trying to go the meme route, but I'm like, I just can't take you seriously.
Is there an actress who's done more kitchen acting than Edie Falco?
I don't know who.
She
Edie
spent
Falco.
seven seasons of The Sopranos
in
pretty
the
tied to a kitchen.
In the kitchen.
She had a lot of emotional conversations.
I've got you're going to add up an actress in a kitchen, the screen time?
Yeah,
she's
might.
She's got to be.
She did
maybe
a nurse show.
One.
Was there a kitchen in that
nurse
hospital?
Jackie?
Yeah, Nurse
I mean,
Jackie.
For sure, she had to.
That's the like, it was in her rider. There must
like,
be one
Brad
kitchen
Pitt's
set.
Like, I always got to be eating something. She's like, I've got to be near or in a kitchen.
That's insane.
When I act.
That's insane.
She has like a deal with every cleaning product where they just slide her money under the table. Pine Sol.
Oh my God.
Clorox.
I think there was, what was the other one? I think there was one other one that you wanted to show. Go back to that list. Maybe it's in there.
Well, you have Paramount and Squarespace.
Well, I have the Paramount and the Squarespace UFO one. Those are. Have you seen those ones?
No, I have
not.
Okay, well, you should watch those ones.
I have a feeling I've seen
Paramount Plus is another Weird is back. We are back with weird stuff.
Is Paramount
whichever.
The one where like there's Peppa Pig?
Yes.
Yeah, I've seen this one.
On Paramount Mountain, the stakes get higher.
I mean, I can't get that thing up there. If it were a football, I'd be able to reach the top.
What about a football-shaped head? We throw the child.
Gutsy call, sir.
Smart thinking.
What? No, that's dumb thinking. He's not throwing.
Drew Barrymore. No writers needed for this one.
No writers.
Hey, dude. One an immunity idol?
What? You can't throw a child at a wall.
Barrymore, shut your face.
Shut me.
Unless you prefer to freeze to death.
I'm not going to throw a kid.
Not built for the moment, I see. Fine. I'll throw him.
And wow. Creed's here.
They hit me with the Creed.
The Creed is...
It's the fifth quarter, and we need a whole...
Oh, is he going to kick the kid?
...before the seventh inning stretch. Be brave.
Him kissing Arnold?
Wow.
Put his hat.
Halo.
Halo Master Chief.
I just threw him higher.
Why did he agree to that? To a
place where Patrick Stewart?
Yeah. Won't freeze. Oh my god, Knuckles, look at them.
He just threw me high.
Oh, he missed.
I'm good.
So close.
How are we gonna get up there?
Now, if there were only someone made of pigskin.
Bingo.
Oh, dear.
Got him.
Fucking got him.
Got him.
Got him.
By the way, I am now a Paramount Plus subscriber.
They did it. It worked.
They did it pretty good.
What a relief. I can finally stop making fun of Paramount Plus for being the worst streaming service.
Yeah, what is there?
I had to get it to
Plus?
Watch Tropic Thunder for our movie night, fair. But now I bundled it with Showtime. I'm going to watch Nathan Fielder's The Curse and then probably.
Ooh, I need to watch that one.
So, like, if I was tasked with writing a Super Bowl commercial, I would probably write something like that.
Oh,
but
this reminded me of your sensibility.
Exactly. Yeah. But because I'm such a hater, it's also the type I hate the most.
Yeah.
Like, the nicer a commercial is, the better done it is, the more I hate it.
Sure.
Because I hate being sold to so much, even though that's so obviously what's going on.
I think
I'm like, don't even try to be fucking clever. Just show me a cake.
But could you imagine how, if you were tasked with, hey, Case, can you write us a minute-long spot?
Here's I couldn't do better than that.
Here's all the IP you get to use.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really random and hodgepodge, but they really made it work.
They did a great job, and I despise it.
I
am sad that we are not a part of this.
Yeah.
I think you would be the perfect person to write Super Bowl ads. I think you would actually nail it. And the reason why is this commercial actually reminded me of the Top Gun sketch we made.
Oh, for sure.
Where you wrote that Top Gun sketch, and then there are points of... like all these Top Gun guys coming in, and then suddenly there's no more, there's green screen because you didn't have time to finish it. I remember.
Yeah.
But it was
I'm just saying,
so funny.
Seeing my sensibility used to sold Paramount Plus is like Oppenheimer watching the nuke go off to destroy a city.
That's
you know, it's
fair.
Just it, it's
so
you gave birth.
Yeah, I gave birth to something
that's
terrible.
So fair. That was like definitely up your alley.
You guys know I like UFOs. The Squarespace ad is sort of how I feel on a regular basis in regards to what's happening and all of us and our failure to sort of pay attention to the real story, which is your government has told you aliens and UFOs are real.
Okay.
And what do we do?
Directed by Martin Scorsese.
Cass?
Reports of flying saucers are nothing new.
These are routine sightings, not isolated events.
Are you seeing that? It's spinning. There's a whole swarm of them.
Oh, my God. They're all against the wind. All against the wind. Oh, look at this. That's 110, 150.
Yep. That's you.
That's me.
That's you. Just look up, guys.
Bipartisan push for UFO transparency.
It's making me angry. It's like, hello.
Oh, they looked up.
Well, they had to reach him on their phones.
Mm.
It's the only way.
You to take Broadway. This always happens.
Marty.
Marty got him, Marty.
That was good.
It's a good commercial.
That was a good commercial. Yeah, yeah. That
it spoke
good.
To something real.
Did it?
It spoke to something real.
Did it?
Spoke to that little childhood itch inside
yeah,
all
I
of us.
So.
The real story is they wouldn't just come here and just be like, "Hey, we're here." They would just be harvesting us, like a la War of the Worlds, where they scooped
right.
us up and then juiced us.
I would have loved right. it if it said, "Hello, hello down there," and everybody looked up all at once, and they got
and then they all died.
They got like No Country for Old Men cattle prodded in the
oh
head
my
instantly.
God, that would be awful.
Or they sent us their alien dicks in our DMs.
Hello down there, and they swipe up one more just to blurt out
Ew.
Alien hog. It's just a gray version of
Ew.
The Drake video.
Ew.
I used to spend, when I was in high school, every Super Bowl, I would write down all the commercials and like tally up who spent the most money, like who had the most.
Dude, how
like
bored
12,
were you?
No,
how
I loved, it was my autism. Like,
yeah,
a,
I mean,
pure,
unreal. You're watching the
unbridled.
Super Bowl, you're pick, you write down yeah. every single commercial, you and you're guesstimating how much budget went
he's
into it.
He's got his TI-83 next to him.
Yeah, he's a yeah. type fan.
I really do find commercials to be, look, I love sports, I really do, but yeah. like commercials are a wonderful litmus test of like what's going on culturally and in the zeitgeist, and what they choose to show us is a reflection of what they think is popular or cool or interesting.
Yeah.
And
I feel like it's like a preview of Alzheimer's. It's like a brain dying
right.
live in front
Another
of you.
Another thing I wanted to uh-huh. say was like, to me, the commercials just show, like the Super Bowl commercial just show that they won. Like consumerism, just they've won. Corporations have won. For us to even give a shit about Super Bowl commercials, for us to even feel like just because we're getting promoted to, like we care so much that we're getting promoted to.
Well, think about how much screen time is just taken up.
I know.
Just to maintain
just so
our sanity,
insane.
We have to gamify
it. It's so insane
it.
That right. this guy, when he's young. Like, he cares
loved,
so much about
I don't
the
think Cass is crazy. I love
no,
those commercials
I'm just
as a
saying,
kid.
Like, don't you... Isn't that crazy that they have been able to convince us that to care about these commercials, and so we watch them. We literally watch them, and we're like, that was a good one.
Oh, yeah.
One like, day a year.
You literally signed up for Paramount Plus.
Well, I did it before the Super
oh,
Bowl,
okay.
but the ad helped. I was like, I feel pretty
crazy.
Good about this. I feel pretty good.
Well, he watched the Super Bowl commercial preview, which was also a thing.
I did see that. I did see that.
This year, every Super Bowl commercial had its own like premiere 3 days before the Super Bowl, which
right.
is wild to me.
That is a trend because they do get more mileage out of their commercials as like soft launching them before the big game
yeah.
because it costs them nothing to upload it on YouTube. Even though they spent the $5-10 million or whatever posting it on during the Super Bowl. It is fun to see. A, by the way, I got sober a few weeks before a Super Bowl. And so that first Super Bowl where I was dry,
yeah,
all the liquor ads, it was really unreal. It was like 1 in 3
oh
is like
God.
Something to alter your state.
I didn't remember seeing any liquor ads.
There's like gambling. There's like a ton of but Bud Light
like
frames it in
one.
Like, here's like a bunch of horses in the snow, you know, like, but it's to selling you beer.
Mm-hmm.
Here's
yeah.
Post Malone in a bar with Dana White. So we can sort of like pivot back from the transgender
right.
Debacle that we got into.
Right.
It's
yeah.
really funny to see how they, if they get into like things during the year, this is their time to sort of try and fix
right.
whatever image or create new brand identities.
Mm-hmm.
All start on the Super Bowl.
Was there an ad with Dana White?
He was in a Bud Light commercial with
Post
Malone.
Did he slap a Michelob out of Post Malone's hand and
no.
say, "Do better"?
No, but it was clearly like Bud Light being like, "Hey guys, look, we're still cool. Like, right, conservatives, come back."
Oh my God.
The fact Dana White skated through this year after just hauling off on his wife on video
crazy.
In the middle of a club while promoting a show about slapping is still one of the craziest things about 2023 to
well,
me.
Well, yeah.
You know, besides all the war crimes.
All the war crimes were pretty
yeah.
close, yeah, truly. Yeah.
It's fun. It's fun to sort of see where we're at as a society every Super Bowl. And I'll tell you, most things are either it's candy, M&M's or whatever. There's like a Nerds gummy one. It's alcohol. It's gambling. It's like DraftKings fan, whatever. It's all these things that are essentially the reason why we can't ascend as a society.
Well, also, now you get to throw AI in there because there were like 40 different commercials for AI.
What about Temu? Temu?
Oh, I almost included that one.
Oh, wait, can we watch that?
Yeah, let's watch the Temu one.
Everyone's getting scammed by Temu.
Every time I'm on TikTok and I see a Temu ad, it's something trying to get me to see porn.
Like, it's either porn or they're going to sell me an iPhone that's not an iPhone.
I don't understand Temu. I think they've confused me. Over the last.
So respect to Temu.
I think it's
Temu because Temu. They say it. Yeah.
Is it that? Or?
I need to find the actual one because it's so low effort that I really kind of appreciate it. Okay, I'll find it real fast or incredibly slowly.
Is it this?
I guess so. I guess I saw a different one.
Maybe.
There was one that literally looks like a mobile ad for Project Makeover 8.
Oh, that's crazy.
This isn't just YouTube, it's Blux. Real, raw, and ridiculously fun. No fluff, no fakes. Get ready for
this is an ad for Blux.
Smash subscribe. Blux. Love ya. Feels like a
dream, feels like okay, here we go.
Yeah, okay. Wait.
You wanna be Pixar?
Wait, did she turn white?
She went from black to white.
She went from black
she
to white.
She did go from black to white.
Temo.
If he does it too, he does something up.
Please turn this guy white.
No, kept him.
Why did?
Older.
What's Blux?
What was Blux?
Download the Temu app. My dad asked me. He was like, "I see this all the time on my
Can I just see her become?
Is this a scam?
Yeah, something happened, right?
Partway through, she becomes white.
It was either like they made frizzy hair. Like she made their frizzy hair look like 4A curls.
Yeah, but look, her face changes partway through. Her head shrinks.
Something happened.
She's a billionaire.
So crazy.
They really just didn't give a fuck. It's
what
incredible.
The fuck was
I think it's the right way to do it, honestly.
There were several Temu ads, right?
And what are they saying that the dress is $9.99 and that like what are these prices that are showing up? Because I'd like to know what does she have in her hand that is $6.99? Is that a hairbrush? Like is that what they're
trying
to say?
We can try to break down what's supposed to be $9.99 here.
But like,
the
fireplace. What's in her hand? Because like, what's in her hand right there, other than a vibrator?
Is that a gun?
I don't know what it is because they're saying it's $6.99.
I don't need a hair dryer.
Was that like for her hair?
I think it's for
her
hair.
Is straight now.
Yeah, okay. She got a white lady's hair using Temu.
That was a straightener for $6.99, guys.
Dude, did you see Beyonce? Pull up a picture of Beyonce from the Super Bowl. You want to talk about black to white?
No, but you know where Beyonce had that ad too, where she was like being a Twitch streamer.
She was trying to. It was like a T-Mobile ad. She was trying to break
or
the
Verizon.
Internet.
Verizon, yeah.
Or Verizon.
You said it's a picture of her.
Yeah, it's just a photo of her from the Super Bowl. That's a commercial. That's a commercial. Go back.
You keep telling me this that Beyonce's turning white.
The top left.
This guy. Whoa,
I think
what the
that
fuck?
That was her.
Well, we'll check out this ad, I guess. this ad that features this picture.
Wait, watch out your email.
Whatever. That email is toast anyway.
It's totes.
It's in Ravi's King of Bacon says.
Oh, it's.
Oh, okay.
Okay, escape out of this.
What is this?
Scroll down. That's her yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Wait, let me see.
What the? Why is this still playing?
She looks like a Kardashian.
This is a wild look. She kind of looks like...
Yeah, she kind of does.
She looks like she got in the particle accelerator with, like, Shakira and the Kardashian.
You know, at some point when you age, like, you just have to kind of look that way or else you look old.
And we're all getting injected with the same shark serums.
You know what I mean? Like,
she looks like Pamela Anderson. Like, I think Pamela Anderson wore this exact same outfit.
She does look different than how she used to.
I mean, I don't think she looks bad.
No, she doesn't look bad at all. She looks hot. It's just that, like... You're right. Something's changing, and it's changing in the way of like a Michael Jackson changed.
We're growing, changing.
We're becoming whiter.
It is true, though. If you're, like, in L.A. and you go to the top plastic surgeon, they're all going to the same couple.
Yeah, every plastic surgeon's going to give you the same thing. You're going to all start looking alike.
Although, is this even a surgery deal, or is this just a stylist deal?
I think it is both. I think it is the stylist. I think it's the hair.
It's all extensions, right?
Well, yeah, probably.
Did she dye her regular hair, or is that a full wig?
No, it's possibly a wig. I mean, I don't know, but it's extensions. And all of them. Wear
it's
extensions,
like Jessica
by
Rabbit
the way.
A little bit too.
I think the issue right now is that her face is starting to look like Kylie Jenner's, which is again
it's very round. Though.
Yeah, she does have a Jenner.
Yeah, and that's and we don't even know. We don't even know is this like in part like this is probably face tuned. So is also why she kind of looks like a little bit. She just doesn't look like
herself.
Herself. Her nose. Like yeah, it doesn't look like Beyonce in 2001.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't imagine what kind of weird pressures
but
are on like a pop diva to keep up with certain.
You know,
looks.
When your husband cheats on you and is public, that's
is he still
gonna,
doing that?
No, well, he did once, and I mean, you know, like Victoria Beckham, like even Victoria Beckham having to deal with David Beckham cheating on her and it becoming a public affair is always gonna. That's always gonna take you.
I was just assume celebrities are like royals, though, where they're sort of in marriages for show. So
well, that's how I felt like with
the
host of Love is Blind.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if I talked to you guys about this, but I'm realizing
the
host that Vanessa.
Of Love is Blind?
Vanessa Lachey is going through it. No, is it Love is Blind?
Oh, no. They do.
She's on
she
both.
Does
I think.
Yeah, she does both.
Does she do both?
She does multiple both. Netflix reality TV shows.
Vanessa,
we don't like her.
Vanessa Lachey is going through it.
She does
anytime because she's looking worse, and also every time she has to bring up the fact that there was infidelity in their relationship in that show, she is about
to
cry.
She's also hammered all the time.
She does seem always drunk.
But why? But like, you guys need to understand, being in a public relationship and publicly being cheated on. And also still being with that person publicly is damaging. And I'm seeing it with these women.
H-dog
I'm seeing it.
Complex.
It's damaging. They have to leave them. They have to leave them and not do because they feel so like shit because of it.
So you think if Hillary Clinton divorced Bill Clinton, she'd be president? She's like, fuck you, Bill.
I could probably believe that. I just feel like these women who are like, it's just unfortunate that it's so public. And then they have to also still be in good standing publicly. And that infidelity, because I don't think any of them forget about it. You don't forget about
it. I think, I do.
There's no forgiveness,
I do see,
truly.
Yeah, you're on to something there. I do think it's possible to be cheated on and stay in your relationship because it's possible to work through a lot of that stuff because every situation is different. It
I
is different if you're in a...
I think every situation is different.
It's also different if it's always brought up in the context of, like, I remember. Like,
if
publicly.
You're doing that, then there's
bad.
A problem.
Yeah. But I think, because I don't think it ever doesn't come up. If it's public, I think it will always be a thing. And then Beyonce will always look like she took back a guy that like cheated on her.
Do you think that? Because I see her, I go like, she's probably like emotionally mature and they probably worked
women,
on it and
no.
they like talked to a therapist
and
about
I mean,
it.
You know, women can be girls and could like see that and be like, yes, absolutely. But I also think there's a world where Beyonce might not. I mean, it's just hard to you know what it is? It's fine. Maybe it is easier to forgive them. Mm. It's harder to forgive yourself. That's the one thing I've realized is it's very hard to forgive yourself for accepting that as fact.
Damn.
It's very hard.
I feel like I could get over it pretty easily, honestly. Just be like, I don't know what happens.
You'll get over it? I don't know. If someone cheated on me and like, I'm already having trouble getting over like just possible like... Mm. dishonesty situations. Mm-hmm. If there's an infidelity, there's no way. I don't think I could ever forgive that.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I also am sort of poisoned from the start because I just don't give a shit about celebrity relationships at all.
No, I mean, I don't either. I don't give a shit.
I don't either, but if Travis and Taylor Swift don't make it,
I
may have to
That's the one, yeah.
myself. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
sort of America right there is what they represent. It's beautiful.
We should make a bet on when they're done. I'd say, I'll say by June, they're done.
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the season's over. She needs somebody who's, like, in the news.
She does. You're right.
Imagine dating an off-season football player with no contract going into next year.
Yeah.
I also feel like Travis Kelce would be fun to have sex with for about 3 months. And then after a while, you're like, you just feel like you're running football drills.
She's got bruises all over you.
You feel like the fucking tackle pad after a while.
That sounds crazy.
At first, it's like, wow, it's like I'm having sex with an ogre. Eventually.
Because some of us want to fuck Shrek.
All of us want to fuck Shrek once or twice.
No.
No?
No.
Oh, you want to fuck the donkey?
No.
Well, there's two types of people in this world, notoriously. People who want to fuck Shrek and people who want to fuck donkey.
Surely you don't want to fuck Fiona because that's too similar to...
No, I would fuck the fairy godmother.
Oh, damn, dude. I'd do that fucking pumpkin pie haircutted freak. What's his name? Lord Farquaad?
Oh, yeah.
Pumpkin pie haircutted freak.
I'd fuck Pinocchio before. That's before the change. Once he's a real boy, it's not okay.
What'd you say? Why don't you fib a little, Pinocchio? All right, well.
That was a pod.
I think, by the way, I had a nightmare last night. I wanted to tell you.
Okay, what was it?
I had a nightmare last night and scared the fuck out of Ashley. And,
oh, my God.
I had one of those where I was making audible sounds where I was like, and then she fucking woke up. She was like, what's happening? What's going on? Aww. And the cat was like, and I just wanted to, ask you guys whether or not you, because I like nightmares. I like being scared.
Oh, no.
In the middle of the night.
No, no.
I got a little bit of a rush from it.
I kind of like it too.
You kind of like it?
What?
Unless it's a fever dream. You ever get those where it's like geometric shapes and stuff that are just unsettling
absolutely
when you're sick?
Not.
Ooh, yeah.
Those are very, bad.
Yeah, yeah. It
there's nothing to pull from
scary.
Those other than.
Those are scary. Where. I hate dreams when I like feel like I'm yelling, but I'm actually not yelling in the dream. And I like.
You're trying to yell
and you can't. And I'm like, I can't. And I think I'm yelling actually in real life.
Yeah.
And so
you can never punch people either.
No, or hard.
Stairs can be a real problem.
You can't punch hard. You can't punch hard. You can't push.
I have dreams, nightmares all the time when I have to piss really bad, but my body is just not. I'm not waking up.
Right.
Same.
And I'm like, oh shit! I'm filling up various diapers and things with piss.
Yeah, and my dreams are becoming about like finding the biggest urinal to piss in.
Do you ever feel like you need to like shit?
All the time.
You feel like you need a shit, and then in real life it feels, oh my God, I need a shit.
Yeah. That's the power of dreams.
That's crazy.
You guys ever feel like you want a shit? And that's the pod.
That's the
pod. Hey, by the way, if you are watching this and you subscribed, you gifted a sub, you gifted a bitty, Case reads them at the end. What are we rapping today? Or
I think I'm just going to keep rapping because it doesn't blow up my voice like
love
screaming
it.
Does.
It's such a showcase of the giant talent you are. Go ahead, give your gifted subs, your bits, and Case will shout you out right now during the end. I want to remind you guys that Wednesday we have a Patreon at 6 p.m. Pacific, and we'd love to see you there. Last one was quite a doozy, okay? Big shout out to my Finch
that.
Heads out there. I don't know what Fiona's got planned for us for next Wednesday, but hopefully we fall down another hole.
Well, so are we doing it this Wednesday?
Yeah, what's happening Wednesday?
Because it's Valentine's Day.
We need to decide now. Thanks for reminding me. We're either gonna do it earlier in the day or on a Thursday because it is Valentine's Day on Wednesday.
Earlier in the day, I'm leaving Thursday, so I can do it earlier in the day, like
Case?
Like at like 4 or 5.
Wednesday
4 or 5 might be tough for me.
What?
Yeah, because I have like I'm trying to do a whole thing, so it's either got to be like after like noon or 1.
But I'm doing a whole thing in the morning, and I can't.
Okay, so
should we just do it Thursday this week?
I can't do it Thursday.
Oh.
I'm gone.
Okay.
Friday? Oh, you're still
gone. I'm gone until Sunday. So if we want, we could do Sunday.
We could do a special Sunday.
I'm
Patreon.
You
want to
do a Sunday movie?
Yeah, let's do that.
Oh, I don't know about that. I don't know. I can't.
It's an extra 30 minutes, and you have to talk less.
I guess so. Yeah, I'll do a movie Sunday night then.
Okay.
Oh God, my girlfriend's gonna be so mad at me. I'm gonna
she can watch it
gone.
With you.
I'm going to already be gone.
It's a watch party.
Oh, my God. I'm going to already be gone.
Okay, well, Cass, you and I could just do it Thursday, you and me, and maybe we will find a special guest or something.
Okay, I like that idea better because I'm putting my dog down.
Oh, that's true.
I don't want to have to try and pull it together for I just remembered.
That's traumatizing. Yeah.
Okay, let's try and do Thursday, me and you.
Okay.
Or unless you want to do early Wednesday.
I could do in the morning on Wednesday if
that
works
for
you.
Okay, why don't we do early? We'll do morning Wednesday.
Morning?
Morning, like, but like around like 11.
That works for me.
Okay.
I could do that.
11 a.m. Wednesday, Pacific time.
Yeah.
Okay. That works.
Yeah, that's...
That gives me time to go do a Valentine's Day stuff. Okay, so just to clarify, Patreon, 11 a.m. Pacific, Wednesday. We will be on the Discord for those of you that are a member of our Patreon. We've been having a lot of fun during movie nights. I would love to see you guys, more of you join in. We'll do a movie night probably not this coming weekend, but the weekend after. I think that'll be the next one. So will Big Trouble in Little China finally get its day in the sun? I don't know.
Yeah.
That work?
That works.
Okay, guys. Give it up for Case. He's going to read your bitties and subbies. And we'll see you guys on Wednesday morning.
All right. Bye, guys.
All right. In honor of the Super Bowl, let's jam this NFL remix.
Oh, that Mike P.
Holy shit. This might be too crazy to rap to.
You got to go to the P.O. box next time.
I don't know if I can do this one. Let me try. Let me see what other options we got. All these are so crazy. All of them make me feel like I'm having a heart attack.
That's crazy.
What the hell? Okay, this is just too nuts.
That's nuts. But that's a Jersey mix. That's always going to be nuts. That's okay. This is not
bad. This one's only a minute long.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right, maybe we don't go with the NFL because this one's just too short.
I like it.
You like it?
I mean, okay, how about this?
I show speed? All right, whatever. Let's do this one. I can't keep looking around. All right, this is fine. This is fine. Beggars can't be choosers.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, let's run through these, guys. Why is it so quiet? I need it louder. Oh, my God. All right, whatever. I just got to do this. Let's start from the fucking top. All right, you guys have been subbing all stream long. Or not. I honestly never know. But if you did, I'm about to rap at you about it. Because I can. Yeah. Here we go. Oh, it's ducking it. I see. When I rap, it's ducking it. It's probably helpful for me, I guess. Or something. Let's fucking do this. Everybody summon all motherfucking stream. Shoutouts to my boy Michael13. Of course, you know he's dropping a fatty, also getting a sub from that end to daddy. We go on and on, the stream is long. We got another sub from Microphone. I'm sorry I said that wrong, it's a 750 bits. Microphone 900 is dropping that shit. Matt Liddell, 3 subs. Wait, 3 bits. That's 3 bits. Never mind. Matt trying to kill me with the 3 fucking bits. Okay. Up to a trick, that's Lady Side Tricks. She's of course also resubbing not a bit. Here we go, and I'm playing the fool. It's a community sub from Dr. Cool. Junk Dog Gearless Joe Nomad. Dropping us gifted sub, that's rad. Exterminator, come what may, trying to kill me like Uncle Phil 2K, but Uncle Phil 2K with the 100 bits, thanking you for all of it. And on we go, feeling the pain as we reach a level 3 fucking hype train. You know that we still not done, resub from Destructive One. Oh my god, I've got an orgasm, actually that was just a stargasm. 100 bits, we feeling lit, thank you for each and every one of those shits. Kev, yay, West! Say it with your chest, dropping Arisa because he's always the best. We got a fucking sub coming in and it ain't make me mad. Oh, we got 5 community subs from my worship shadow. Here we go. Never at a loss. 150 bits coming in from Dank Sauce. Trying to kill me, of course. 1 bit from Daggett on Twitch. B-Mop with 100 bits to feed me the beat slop. And B-Mop with 1 bit to make me feel bad. Skarmer with 100 bits. Keeping this shit so lit. But to finish this rap, you know that we done. We got 1 sub from our boy Stanton and we out. That's it. A mercifully short rap for all of you. That's all you get.
Good job, everyone. See you later.